Okay, let's do it.
What's the curtain?
It's our seasonal guess along game. Play along at home on 81199.
What's the curtain?
Chappers won yesterday, didn't he?
Yeah.
2-1.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So this week it's 1-1.
1-1 so far this week. Play along and let me know how you did on 81199. Are you ready for your first situation on Ho Ho Ho? What's occurring?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Ho Ho Ho! Oh. What's occurring?
You know TV detectives?
Yeah.
We love a good TV detective, don't we?
We do, don't we? Yeah.
Who's your favourite?
Shoestring. It's what we used to watch when we were... It was what we used to watch when we were at university. It's like he works at a radio station and solves crimes in Bristol in his afternoons.
I used to work at the radio station where it was set.
It's a good one, that. It's very, very 70s.
Yeah.
The thing about TV detective shows is that you don't have to
It wasn't in the 70s.
You worked there in the 70s at this radio station.
No.
No, but they're always repeating them in the afternoons, so you don't have to... If you miss them the first time, you can see them again.
Right.
Ooh, okay.
Let or that Columbo. Slip.
No,
like
didn't
Columbo.
You?
So horrible,
didn't you?
No, I
I'm
worked there
I'm just glossing
about...
over it. I'm pretending that you worked there and,
I did. I worked there about...
No.
Before I worked here.
80s.
No, 90s. Not in the 80s. It wasn't the 80s.
Today.
It was the 90s, yeah.
You used to say the best of the 60s, 70s and now, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I know your favourite TV detective is Hetty Wainthrop. Isn't
No.
She is good, though.
No, I'm more Miss Marple, I think.
Are you?
I like Miss Marple.
There's a big Miss Marple fan club upstairs. Only this afternoon I heard them go, oh, when's the next Miss Marple on?
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, they're the people scheduling your music. It's pendulum 1 minute, Miss Marple the next.
That would explain the Brenda Lee. I quite like Rosemary and Thyme.
I thought you did.
I think they're underrated as
Who
detectives. Rosemary and Thyme.
Yeah.
That's more up to date than your Shoestring. Hello.
It is, actually.
So at least a couple of years old.
Do all TV detectives have stupid names?
Yeah. Who do you think Britain's favourite TV detective is?
Oh.
Mm. We did an exhaustive survey of 10 people to find out who is the best TV detective.
Becky's looking very confident with this one, so I shall let her go first.
Becky.
Poirot.
Becky's saying Poirot.
Oh, Columbo.
I was going to say Columbo.
No, yeah. I've changed my mind.
No way. No way. No way, no, I've turned into Farah. No.
Farah?
Just speaks count as detectives, please. Because they do kind of sort stuff out.
Yeah.
Okay, Poirot.
What, so why did you ask that question?
Just checking. I wanted to see if I was allowed to change it, should I wish.
Okay. Poirot, says Becky. God, we got there in the end. And
Columbo.
You're saying Columbo.
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out.
What's occurring?
We asked 10 people on the streets of Great Britain who is the best TV detective.
Who's your favourite TV detective?
Can I have a think about this?
Yeah, you can have a little think about it. There are a lot out there.
Do you know what I'm going to leave out, Shanae?
So, who's your favourite TV detective?
Sherlock Holmes.
Why?
I don't know.
Who's your favourite TV detective?
Sherlock Holmes.
Why?
Because he's, like, famous.
So who is your favourite TV detective?
Doctor Who. No.
I don't know. That Doctor Who, a detective of some sort, maybe. Yeah, Doctor Who, I suppose.
What?
Does Doctor Who count as a detective?
No.
Oh, I don't really know any other detectives.
I saw the main one.
Yeah. Hawaii 5-0. Wasn't that one?
Hawaii 5-0. Why was that good?
Just because it was in Hawaii.
Who's your favourite TV detective?
Pyro.
Why Pyro?
Because he's cool and he has a moustache and he always gets the job done.
Yeah, I think Inspector Gadget's probably the best one.
Why Inspector Gadget?
Because he's got the gadget.
Who's your favourite TV detective?
A horse for one thing.
Columbo, yay.
Columbo.
Why?
Because he's amazing and always solves the crime, even though we know the answer first. We know the answer first, but then he steps in and solves it.
What, sorry?
Columbo.
Why Columbo?
Because I like it. It's a good way to spend an afternoon.
Okay.
Spend like 2 hours.
I second that. Columbo's brilliant.
It is excellent. Yeah, it's just very easy to follow. You sort of sit down, you know, you relax. You can fall asleep and still follow it.
He sees things that we don't see.
Yeah, he's very clever. He's very clever.
Who's your favourite TV detective?
Columbo.
Why Columbo?
He's adorable.
Is he?
I mean, in a cute kind of way, you know?
Is that what you look for in a TV detective?
No, it's true, I don't.
Now, three of them thought that Doctor Who was a detective.
Yeah. Ian obviously went to his special place again with his special jumper on.
They do go some funny places, don't they? I like the person that said Inspector Gadget as well. Columbo was the most popular answer.
Get
Chappers
in there.
Gets the point.
Ho, ho, ho!
What's a kitty?
Let me know how you do on 81199. Next one. You know the Ting Tings?
Mm-hmm.
They were on Chris Moore's show yesterday. Really nice interview, actually. How nice was it? Was it nicer than the X Factor was amazing yesterday?
Oh.
Here's my question to you. Ponder it. How many times did Chris and the Ting Tings say nice on yesterday morning's The Chris Moyle Show?
23.
Chappa says 23. Becky says...
Yeah, I don't think it was as nice as X Factor was amazing.
So?
24.
24.
What was the X Factor amazing? I think there was 29 amazing, wasn't there?
So, Becky's saying 24. Chappers are saying 23 nices. Let's find out.
Ho, ho, ho!
Oh. What's occurring?
Here's the Ting Tings with Chris Moyles. Nice.
Your glasses look nice. Where are they from?
Nice.
Oh.
Very nice.
Sing
you sounded quite nice.
Oh, that's
thank
nice.
You. That's nice. Well, that was really nice. She did.
Nice then.
The
you
what?
Were so nice to me, and then you went back out there and
you... you
that's not very nice. It's got with my nice northern accent.
Nice.
Nice Ting Ting text comes in.
That nice.
That's lovely, isn't it?
That's very nice.
They are very nice. We've just been having a chat. I reckon that Katie probably thinks that I'm quite nice off air. But I'm nice. I'm nice. I'm nice on air as well. You know, I'm nice on air and off air. Mm.
Yeah, you've been nice. Yeah, you're nice. Guy. Kelly Rowland was nice,
nice.
And then kind of ran off, and so that was quite nice. He's a nice guy, but no.
That's nice.
It's all very nice, isn't it, today?
Yeah, but it is, isn't it? Nice.
That was brilliant.
Festive.
Nice.
Not very nice.
But have a nice Christmas, have a nice time off. Thank you very much, nice to see you.
They're on pedals.
Are they nice?
Nice. See,
that wasn't poorly, was it?
You're very nice. See? You surprised me. I said you were nice.
But I'm not bad.
Yeah.
I'm nice.
You're alright.
That's the secret. I'm nice.
Do you think he's nice, Jules?
Yes. Yeah, very nice. Good handshake.
How many times have we said nice today?
Have a nice day. What are you doing for the rest of the day?
There were 42 nices there. Blimey. So
that's more than amazing.
There is. So that means Becky gets the point, just.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh! What's occurring?
42? I know. Told you it was a nice interview. Yeah, that's a good point. How come no one mentioned Jessica Fletcher off of Detectives or Diagnosis Murder? Now, that was a good one.
What was the name of the detective in Diagnosis Murder?
Oh, yeah.
Is that,
Is it Dick Van Dyke?
Yeah. What, off of Mary Poppins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know his name, so. Right, next one. You know the one that doesn't speak?
Mm-hmm.
He's not really been on Oh, What's Occurring before because he's not allowed because he doesn't speak. So, it's Christmas, so we thought, oh, we'll let him on, you know. But we have cunningly disguised his voice.
Okay, good.
To protect his identity.
Yeah.
Earlier, I put a bowl with four apples in it in front of the one that doesn't speak.
God, you know how to look after people, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Here's my question, though. How many... How
is
many...
there any reason for this?
Mm-hmm.
Any reason why
it's
you
Christmas,
put the
Christmas, apple bobbing, isn't it?
I thought that was Halloween.
Yeah, I thought it was Halloween as
oh,
well.
Oh, is it rubbish?
It'd be more appropriate, you know, how many crackers could he pull in a minute kind of thing. That, you know.
Really wrong.
How many mince pies could he fit into his mouth?
And I gloss over it.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
How many could he bob in a minute? Four apples in the bowl.
Okay.
He needs to get them out. With his mouth.
In a minute,
yeah.
I think he'll do two.
Chappa says two. Becky says?
None.
None?
Oh, look at
him. He gave me such a nasty look, Ben.
He's not happy. Your lack of faith in him.
Let's find out.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the one that doesn't speak, bobbing apples at the wrong time of year. Hi, one that doesn't speak.
Hi, Scott.
Now, we've changed your voice using our amazing voice changer machine to make your voice a bit higher so that no one discovers your identity.
Yep, thanks for that.
And it's, oh, what's occurring? Apple bobbing. You see that bowl there?
Yes.
There's four apples in it, isn't there?
There are four apples in here.
I want you to get as many out of that bowl in 1 minute using only your mouth, okay? One that doesn't speak.
Yes, there's lots of water in here as well.
Yes.
So I'll be bobbing apples.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, go!
I'm not very good at this.
Yay! One!
Two!
Come on, you're out of time.
Becky, right? Can you imagine if somebody's just finished work and got back in the car and just turned their radio on at the moment that the apple bobbing started and wondered what the heck was going on?
Oh, I don't even know how many he got.
How many did he get?
Three.
Three, yeah.
Chappers wins today's Oh, What's Occurring?
Oh, dear. I think you should do that more often.
I need a wee. Oh, oh, oh. I need a boo.